University here to discuss. Alex, good afternoon.
How you going? Good to see how dark we can get, right?
Yeah, let's see. So dark comedy often plays on audience tension and misdirection, and they put in twists and turns and all sorts of things. Why are some people attracted to dark humour?
Interesting question. I mean, first of all, I think this is going to be a very academic thing to say, so excuse me, but it's actually kind of worth defining our terms here a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
So dark humour, at least to me, is humour about death, so mortality, right? Something we're all going to have to face at some stage. Maybe some things kind of relate to death, things like terminal illness, abuse, or pain. Stuff that's going to naturally make us uncomfortable. So, for example, the comedian Louis C.K., I think it's one of his Netflix specials, he starts the show by coming out and going, oh, wow, what a big crowd. You're a huge crowd. In fact, you know, this crowd's so huge that by the month, statistically, one of you is going to be dead. You know, and people laugh at that, weirdly enough, because it starts to make them kind of feel a bit uncomfortable. Something that kind of gets mixed up with dark humor, I think, sometimes is something slightly different, which is taboo humor. So that's humor that kind of crosses some sort of cultural line. So whereas dark humor about death is very universal, right? We're all going to feel a bit uncomfortable about death. Taboo humor, some people are okay with it, some people aren't. So an example of that might be the... Do you remember that Chaser skit that was so controversial where they had something called the Realistic Wish Foundation for Sick Kids?
Yes.
And the tagline is basically, why spend money on them if they're just going to die anyways? And that made a lot of people upset. Now, the line of where to cross, that is highly subjective. In terms of why people get drawn to it, I don't know. I mean, it's a tricky one. First of all, the tension is interesting, isn't it? Because whenever there's a joke that you're kind of saying to yourself, should I laugh at this or not? Pretty hard not to laugh at it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, as soon as that dilemma comes into your brain, you're going to laugh. If someone tells a joke at your funeral, it is hard not to laugh. I think part of it is just we want to release. And, you know, look, dark humor, it has one foot at least in that sort of philosophy of the absurd, the sort of meaningless of life. And that's sometimes seen as a really negative philosophy, but there's also a light side to it as well, because once you start seeing in some ways how meaningless life is, kind of a lightness to it. The burden of life is taken off your shoulders. And you know, especially in tragic times, sometimes it's actually kind of nice to be reminded of how weird and absurd this life we have is.
Yeah, no, definitely. Do you think that comedians, they actively seek these lines or risque topics and then they go above and beyond to kind of cross them? Do you think that's how they create these jokes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, the funny thing is sometimes you hear comedians complain about people getting upset, but if no one got upset about anything, jokes wouldn't really exist. I mean, the whole idea is there has to be a line somewhere, and whether you cross or not, people have to be aware that you're at least getting close to it, because that makes them squirm a little bit. When we squirm, we start laughing. There's different types of comedy. Some comedians don't feel like they need to get too close to that. They're more about just making people laugh and
definitely
kind of forget about the tricky stuff. Some other comedians are go straight for it. So one of my favorite comedians, it's not everyone in company, but one of my favorite is a guy called Bill Burr. And for anyone interested in this sort of thing, I really recommend a podcast called A Good One. It's all about comedians. In this interview he gives, he talks about how when he was a comedian just starting out, he'd be playing these comedy cellars, no one would pay attention to him. And he literally just started blurting things out about Hitler one night, just because he wanted people to look up at him. They were drinking their beers, not looking at him. And obviously that got their attention. You're talking about something very uncomfortable. And at the start, he was just kind of doing that as trolling. But as he got more sophisticated, he started saying outrageous things and then walking them back to a place where he could say something outrageous, but then also make us see something funny, new, and interesting about the world. So the best comedians don't just troll. They don't just try and get attention with these jokes. They try and kind of take a layer off our humanity and make us kind of see the world a little bit more freshly.
Yeah, no, for sure. Do you think, so there's like obviously like different types of comedy, like the idea of roasting. Do you think sometimes this sort of thing and black humour can be considered bad taste?
The roasting thing is interesting because, I mean, normally when we say roasting, we mean someone that is being roasted with a consensus. So you think of those Comedy Central roasts where they kind of have like a politician or a celebrity. And that stuff, it can get pretty mean and nasty, but there's always that sort of underlying element of, look, the person's agreed to do it. And it's actually kind of an interesting symbol of, I guess, a liberal democracy, because we're kind of saying, look, here's this person that's very powerful, and in past times if we made these jokes about them, we'd all have our heads cut off, right? But we're now in a society that it's okay to do these things and get away with it. Although following that line of thought, it's interesting to note that Donald Trump actually doesn't go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which is traditionally a roast of the sitting president, so some people still can't take that joke. And the things in roast can get very personal and dark, but because we know the person is more or less saying, I'm okay with this, it's just kind of a symbolic way of unleashing aggression, I guess.
Yeah. No, for sure. Do you think sometimes that obviously people can get a bit offended by these sorts of jokes? Do you think that can ever ruin the concept of black humour?
I mean, look, it can. And I mean, that is obviously the risk. I remember reading this really great interview with the editor, I think, of The Onion, you know, The Onion,
yes,
a satirical newspaper out of the US. And he was talking about, you know, they would get letters of complaint, obviously, about certain jokes they made in the newspaper. What was really interesting about these letters, he said, was always the letters would say something along the lines of, you know, look, that joke you made about the Holocaust, I thought was really funny, but that joke you made about cancer wasn't okay. And then the next letter they would get would say, hey, that joke about cancer is really funny, but that joke about the Holocaust was not okay. So obviously people are going to have their own subjective taste for what crosses a line and what doesn't. And a lot of that might just be your personal experience.
Mm.
If you have someone who died, you know, relatives who died in the Holocaust, it's going to be pretty hard to get to a place where you can laugh about it. Whereas if your mother died of breast cancer, same thing, it's going to be very hard to laugh about cancer. You might be able to laugh at one thing, but the other. So I'm all for respecting people when they say, look, this crosses a line to me, I'm not going to laugh. I guess the danger is when people start saying things like, oh, this comedian should be banned or da-da-da-da-da. You know, you're allowed to complain about it, but you're also allowed to let other people laugh at the same time.
Yeah, no, some things are going to trigger other people and some things are going to be completely fine. So you're never going to have everyone happy, I think, in dark when it comes to dark humour and things.
Nope.
Thank you so much, Alex, for coming on the show today.
No problem. Thanks for having me. We didn't get too dark, I feel like.
Yeah.
Want a dark joke? I've got one ready. It's not too dark.
Okay, you can give it to me.
All right. What's the difference between my dad and cancer?
Ooh, I don't know.
My dad didn't beat cancer.
Oh, I'm going to leave it with that one. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you.